to the campus of Mid-South Central West University, that college that cares about the student as the student is the first and only thing we care about here at our school. Academia Nuts, that show where common sense is uncommon and compassion is a word for the chalkboard. This episode, Merit Pay.
Hey, don't you knock before you enter?
That's a no-brainer. Did I before I came in?
No.
Did I yesterday when I came to see you?
No.
There you have it then.
My office isn't the faculty lounge, you know.
Ooh, is that coffee you have in the pot over there?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, I just said this isn't the faculty lounge.
We don't have one on this campus. The tight-fisted shark of a prez won't cough up the dough for one.
He has a lounge.
He does not.
He does. Hampstead told me.
The swine. Is that why you're typing furiously? To get us a faculty lounge?
No. I've other things bugging me today. Stand back. Man typing.
Let me try and guess. Some verbal fungus about you wanting your own parking space for free?
You bet I do. I'm sick and tired of parking 2 miles away and paying 20 bucks a month for the privilege.
Is that what you're writing about? Because if it is, I want to share my 2 cents worth. Paragraph, comma, colon. Dear Piglet, my shoes aren't made for walking, so—
No! I'm not writing about the parking.
You should.
Go ahead.
I teach art. I don't write. Although in my head, I'm always writing my acceptance speech.
Then paint a mural.
On what? The president's car? Ooh, let's go do that. I know where he parks. Right in front of his office, scum of the universe.
I'm beefing about the quality of education we're dishing out around here.
Whatever would you do that for?
Because I'm no car salesman, and that's what they have me doing.
Selling cars?
My chair sent me on 12 recruiting trips this semester.
The horror!
You said it.
The terror!
Yes! Preach it, Rev.
The mileage on your car.
Which I don't get reimbursed for.
So?
What? Oh, my letter. Listen. Some of us academically inclined members of the faculty, me being at the top of the list, are fed up with the student-centered everything on this campus. How about some faculty-centered things for a change at our university?
That isn't going to do anything. We need something to blackmail the administration. Has the prez been hanging out at any sorority houses lately?
Hampstead put a stop to that.
What for? She's removing the ammo from the gun. Sometimes my future missus messes everything up around here.
I already thought of blackmail.
Continue.
I realize that we are merely workers in the academic factory cranking out Carnegie units for you.
Say what? Carnegie...
Unit. Credit hour. That's a fancy name for it.
You would know that, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Elitist.
Thank you very kindly, Flywheel.
Shyster, come on, write something meaningful. Ask for a new car. Demand a hot tub in this lousy office.
I'm getting to that. Just calm down.
This is getting almost as good as my lecture today in art class.
What did you lecture about?
What else? Me! I've lived, Shyster. I'm a living work of art.
Okay, let's calm down a sec here. Your head's swelling.
It should. My professor in school called me the next Picasso.
Wow.
Not really. He hated Picasso.
It all becomes perfectly clear. Shush, and let me type.
Your letter needs all the latest buzzwords for academia.
I put in student-centered.
Have you written anything about diversity?
I'm getting to that.
Good. And don't use multiculturalism because that's so 2002.
Duh, I won't. What do you take me for? Shut up. What else?
Innovation.
I'm going to use every derivative of it in the next sentence.
You wicked boy, you.
I know.
Common Core.
Yes.
Digital literacy.
On it.
Applied learning.
I'm about to write a whole paragraph on that alone.
Digital native.
You betcha.
Real world project-based learning.
You're speaking my language.
Yes. Accreditation.
In my next sentence.
Service-oriented learning.
Of course.
And make sure you put something in there about wanting to quantify something.
You got it, bro.
Okay, that's it for me. Stop doing that and come buy me lunch.
In the middle of my manifesto? The manifesto?
I want a Chinese cheeseburger.
You intrigue me.
I know the place. They only take yen. I hope you have plenty.
Do they take plastic?
Does a dog roll over and play dead?
It sure does.
Well, I'm not sure if they do, actually. Let's go find out.
Morning, sir. Pretty quiet on campus today. I was noticing that, Hamplestamp.
It's Hampstead.
Right you are. Ask yourself this question. Why is it so quiet out there on campus today?
All must be going well. That would be my answer to that question.
Would it now?
Yes, sir.
Would it really?
Yes, the university is running like a top.
Aha! That's just it!
What, sir?
Running like a top. What happens to a top when it stops spinning? Tell me that one!
I guess it falls over?
That's right!
But, sir...
Exacting the point I'm making over here as I look over all I survey.
Well, now, sir, it's not like you're the king around here.
I'm the president, though, aren't I?
Yes. How that happened, I will never know.
Whispering sweet nothings under your breath over there, Hambone?
Hampstead, sir.
Sure. Spinning top, falling top, and that's all she wrote. You see what I'm saying?
I would say yes, but then I'd be lying.
I'm okay with that as long as you're honest about it.
I'm being honest about lying. Yes, sir.
Good. And that's why you have the position you do around here. What is your position around here anyway?
I'm one of the 6 vice presidents of academic affairs.
What? Academic what?
Affairs.
No, you're not. How politically incorrect is that? We can't be giving folks the idea that you folks are all about affairs. Who comes up with these titles?
It's been around since the beginning of universities in the history of the world.
Stupid people. What in the world were they thinking? Don't answer that. They weren't. We'll have to change that to something else.
Like what? Dare I ask?
Let's think about this for half a mo. How about academic adultery?
Sir!
Oops, sorry. Nope. That won't work. I think it's already taken.
The title is fine.
No, it is not. Get on the PC bandwagon or get left in the dust is what I say. Hey, who is that fine-looking sorority girl walking across campus?
Sir, you did not just...
Woo-wee! I think my blood pressure just went up there for a minute. Woo.
We need to address your ogling of the sorority girls, sir.
My what? Wash your mouth out, Hampleston.
I just said ogling.
You said it again. Ah, what is wrong with you? Oh, you're getting me off track here. Where was I? Oh, yes. Academic dalliance.
Sir.
Nope. That won't work.
Academic affairs is fine, I assure you.
I got this. Just hold on. Academic trysts. That has a nice ring to it.
No, sir. It will not work. Look, sir. I need to go out about my business for the day.
Yes. Business. Spinning top. Top falling over. That reminds me of my newest idea.
Oh, please, no.
Oh, you'll love it.
I won't, I promise.
I want to start a system of merit pay for all faculty. What do you think about that?
I've got to go about my business for the day. If you'll excuse me.
Don't move a muscle. Merit pay. I want it.
The faculty will hate it.
Who rules around here, me or them?
You talk about self-government, sir.
I do? When was I ever so idiotic?
All the time.
What's that? Why are you mumbling so much today?
I have several reasons.
Merit pay for the faculty. That'll teach them to teach 2 classes per semester and spend the rest of their time in the faculty lounge playing pool?
Most of them teach more than 2 classes a semester, sir.
Bologna?
The research shows merit pay doesn't work.
More bologna! I want merit pay for the faculty. Make it happen.
What about for yourself?
Oh, funny joke. Now, go out there and get this top-spinning Hamplestone.
You're passing my death sentence. They'll kill me if I try and get this started.
So much the better. Wait, is that what I meant? Not sure. Go on, get it done.
Fries, give them to me before I slit your face off.
Fine, Freako.
Thank you. Hugs and kisses.
Whoa.
Speaking of hugs and kisses and the future children we're going to have.
Hey, Hampstead. Have a fry before Flywheel eats it out of my hand.
No thanks.
Oh dear, my dear. Look out, Chyster. My future ex-Mrs. Flywheel is down in the mouth.
You said it. You look worse for wear, girl.
It's beyond that. Start digging my grave.
Don't talk silliness. What are you on about?
The president's new initiative.
Oh, here we go again. This guy never quits. What now? A new student fee for a private swimming pool? Wait. He really isn't wanting to do that, is he?
I doubt it, Flywheel. Calm down. Wait, is he?
If only I could cope with that.
Have a fry first. You look like you need sustenance.
I'm going to need a life insurance policy when this gets out.
You have me on all tenterhooks, my love, and I don't use the tenterhooks lightly.
He doesn't. In fact, I'm surprised it's in his vocabulary.
Guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Heart of my heart, who owns my heart?
I fear this may be the last time you two speak to me.
Oh, please, come on. We're closer than close, dearest. You're going to have my kids one day. I mean, how close do we have to be for that?
Oh, flywheel, please.
Oh, crap. She's serious. Maybe we should get you a burger.
I don't want any food. I want to disappear off the planet.
That bad, huh? What does the president plan on unleashing on us?
Be gentle.
You asked for it.
Lay it on us.
He wants to implement merit pay for the faculty?
That's a good joke, Hampstead. You got us, didn't she, Flywheel?
Look again, Corrigan. She's serious as a heart attack.
I am, and I'm the only one who has to make sure it happens.
Have you heard the name Benedict Arnold, Missy? Don't speak to me again.
He was actually serious about not...
He'll get over it. One of these years.
You're speaking to me?
I still have food to eat. And then I'm leaving to never speak to you again. Have a nice day.
Aw, man. Here I am, sir, totally dejected.
Oh, I've got some ibuprofen for that. Sit down.
No, dejected.
And I said I have some ibuprofen. You need to relax.
No one wants merit pay, sir.
Who says?
The faculty, every single one of them. I know, I've asked.
I'm going to have merit pay around here if it kills you.
It will, I assure you. It will. Sir, the research clearly shows that merit pay does not promote good work habits in employees. They resent it. They hate it. It doesn't encourage collaboration, just everyone fighting over the money.
Who did the research? Have you ever asked yourself that valuable question?
People who study those kinds of things?
Faculty! That's who studies those kinds of things! Faculty! Da, da, da! The research is invalid!
That's invalid, sir.
That's what I said! Those turkey faculty members are going to start towing the line here at this university. I'm tired and sick of their long lunches, naps in the afternoons, and asking for raises all the time!
That describes what you do, sir.
That's different! I am the president! You know what? I bet Abraham Lincoln didn't have to put up with this type of thing.
No. He only had to deal with half the country breaking away and starting a bloody war that killed thousands of people.
See? He had no idea what I have to put up with.
And all he had to show for it was a couple of famous speeches. Right, sir?
You betcha! Now you're catching on!
And that frightens me down to the core of my being.
What was that one? Oh yeah, got it. 42 to go, our...
No, 47 years ago, our forefathers brought on this continent a new nation.
How many fathers? How dare you? 4? Ugh, I know we've been working on this PC stuff and everything, but the last time I checked, it only took one father to produce a kid, not 4. Hempelstein, you scare me half to death.
You should be on this side of it.
I want merit pay in place. Make it so.
What are they going to get?
Merit pay. Are you paying attention or are you too poor? Ooh, I don't know how to do it.
What is the merit pay? Faculty are going to want to know.
That. Well, as you know, budgets have been a touch tight around here for the past few years, so we have to plan that out carefully.
How much?
That's a very sensitive question.
Answer it!
I'm thinking 3 different levels at the end of the year. Level 1, you get zip. You stink! 2, a couple $100. And the 3rd level, 500. Schmackaroos! Wow! Quite a deal, huh?
For a year's worth of creating the forms, redoing the forms, filling out the forms again, making up half the stuff on the said forms, and then having you not believe what is filled out on the forms?
Yes!
That's a lot of work for not much dough, if you don't mind me saying so.
I do! What do they expect around here? I don't have the money!
But you want merit pay?
Yes, it's really quite simple.
It's a lot of hoops for the faculty to jump through.
Ha ha, now you're catching on. Hoop jumping is my favorite.
No one is going to want to get nothing, sir.
They should teach better then. Wait, is that right? Nope, sorry. They should teach gooder.
You should give them something for level 1.
Okay, fine, spoil sport. I'll get a stack of free coffee coupons from the student union.
Yay.
That's the spirit. Now back at it. I've got a round of golf to play. Ski daddle.
Yes, sir. You've just signed my death warrant.
Stop being so dramatic and do it or I'll hang you from the nearest tree! Ha! See ya!
Hey! That's my cart!
I know! Thanks, we'll have it back next February.
Hugs and kisses. Oh, and these petunias need some weeding, my good man.
Ah, the joys of auto theft. It gets the blood pumping.
Does it ever? And the groundskeepers just leave these things lying around here all over campus. Why haven't we stolen one before now?
Procured, not stolen. I've never stolen anything in my life.
Right, of course. My profuse and violent apologies.
Accepted. So, where do you want to go, honey?
I have a hankering to watch the tennis team bat the old ball around for a while.
That's all the way across campus. We'll be exhausted by the time we get there. Wait! We don't have to walk!
I love having tenure, don't you?
No joke. The poor non-tenured professors can only watch us fly by at 10 miles an hour and drool.
They all look good in the color envy.
Don't they, though? So the tennis courts it is, then.
After we go to the student union and get a couple of ice cream cones.
I don't have my wallet with me.
You never have your wallet on you.
And you still haven't gotten the clue.
I guess they're on me, then.
You better believe it, Shyster.
You owe me.
For what?
For my procurement of this fine mechanized steed that is zipping us across campus.
Put the pedal to the metal, dude.
It's on the floor, my insane friend.
Speaking of insane friends, is that Hampstead over there?
You mean that woman yelling and running around in our general direction?
That's the one.
I believe it is, my future wife. Yes, should we slow down?
What for? We're not speaking to her for her treachery.
That's right. I nearly forgot. Merit pay. She and the president are mad. I tell you, mad!
She's still yelling at us.
And running this way. You better slow down some.
You are the king of party poopers.
How many parties can a party pooper poop if a party pooper could poop parties?
What's your profession again?
I'm an English professor. I know. I'm insane. It's this cart ride. It's given me a taste of freedom.
Come on, Hampstead. We can't wait here all day. The campus police will be after us any minute.
You cannot take off with campus property.
Is she talking to us, Shyster?
She is, Flywheel. But guess what? We're not speaking to her. Floor it.
On it.
Stop, guys, come on.
So, ice cream?
Please and thank you. Do you think they've got sprinkles?
If they don't, we burn the union to the ground.
And look, I brought my lighter.
You mad fool, hang on.
Why is it so dark in your art studio?
I have no clue. It is pitch dark in here. Let me see if I can find the light switch.
Did you just lock the door?
No. Didn't you?
No. What's going on, Flywheel? Is this some art project you're subjecting me to? Like when you had me blow ochre paint out of my left nostril?
No, promise. I cannot see a thing in here.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Oh, Flywheel. You've got a mic in here that you're using to change your voice.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are not?
He's not. Again, welcome, gentlemen, to your worst nightmare.
Is this some student I've recently offended doing this?
That only narrows it down to a couple hundred.
Look who's talking.
Guess again.
Can we have a clue?
How about several?
Oh, yeah. I want three vowels to start off with.
Shut up, both of you. This is the day of your comeuppance.
Comeuppance? Who would ever use a word like that?
Yeah, really.
I would.
Ah! There's someone in the corner!
With a flamethrower!
About to ruin my latest creation!
And what's that in their hand?
A manuscript taken from your office, Shyster.
My new book!
You wrote a book?
On how to cheat on your taxes.
No, it's not. It's a romance set in Victorian England.
You did what? You stooped so low to write that kind of trash?
It all goes up in flames, gentlemen, right now.
No!
No, whatever you want, we'll do it.
Don't promise that.
I promise. It took me a year to write.
Okay, fine. Me too, Hampstead.
You knew it was me?
Now you can turn the lights on.
You nearly scared us half to death.
Good enough for you guys, making me run across campus chasing you down.
That was pretty hysterical.
Yeah. Boy, are you out of shape, girl.
I can fire up my propane torch again and get to burning this trash.
Trash? You hush your mouth.
That is some of my best work, and I know of what I speak.
You two are going to stop this merit pay agenda that the president has.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yeah, we're always helping you shut down his latest zany idea.
And you're going to help again.
Forget it.
I mean it.
Blow it out of your ear, Hampstead.
Okay, if that's the way you want to play it, just to show you how desperate I am, the one who helps me gets my hand in marriage.
Say what?
You're joking.
You two go on and on, especially Flywheel, how I'm going to be your future ex-missus. Well, here's your chance.
You cannot be serious.
If he gets merit pay, the faculty will make my life here beyond endurance. I'll exchange that for 40 years of marriage to one of you slobs.
She says the sweetest things to us. I don't believe you.
Shyster, here I am on my knee asking you to marry me. And I will if you dive bomb this merit pay scheme.
Oh, wait a moment. What am I? Chopped liver over here? Ask me first.
Too late, Flywheel. She obviously has taste.
Well, what's it gonna be, big boy?
Big boy? Oh, come on. This is beyond foolish. I can give you a better dowry. I've got a 3-bedroom internet, 2 bathrooms, a deck, and a lifetime supply of junk food. I am your man.
Shyster?
All I have to offer is me, pretty lady.
It's not much, but I guess I'll take it.
You kissed each other? Yuck! I am so offended. How about me? Don't I get one?
She's spoken for, Flywheel. Okay, now we need to do our stuff and kibosh this merit pay silliness.
What is this we, big boy? I am not in the deal.
Oh, yes you are, Flywheel.
Or?
No or. You just are.
You are. Shut up.
Really? Okay, fine. So what do we do?
Hey, Mr. Thorndike, get your tee off. What a great swing, pal. Oops! Went right into those trees. But really, what a fantastic swing. You've got great form and poise. Let me see if I can even get close to your tee off. Oh, dearie, dearie me. Right on the fairway. Shucky darn. Must be my beginner's luck. So that reminds me about the endowment you're thinking of giving to the university. Has anyone from the university told you how much we love you and worship the ground you walk on or are about to walk on? I promise you, we do. I can guarantee you, we've got the faculty doing what faculties do best. I'm about to have a system set in place for them to walk the straight and narrow. Now, how many millions was that endowment you were talking about?
We're going to need more paper.
You're kidding me. We've eaten up a whole forest of trees.
Forget about the rainforests, Shyster. We have to put a stake through the heart of merit pay.
Evil. Evil merit pay, making us fight, beg, steal, and lie to get a coupon for free coffee.
No joke. Now if he threw in a sticky bun...
Bite your tongue.
I hate to talk about the pink elephant in the room.
Do you? Really?
No, I'm fibbing. I love talking about pink elephants in the room.
Or talking to pink elephants.
Been there, got the t-shirt, have some scars. Yes, I do.
My marriage... Is that the pink elephant in the room?
Not exactly, no. It's me being the best man.
You? Best man? Ha! You've got to be drinking the bong water.
Yeah, and?
Ugh.
I'm an art professor. Duh, it was for an art project.
I don't doubt that for a hot second.
I also won't wear a tux. It's against my religious affiliation.
I haven't even asked you to be the best man.
It's written in the stars, you lunkhead.
I'm thinking me in magenta. Or something blood red.
Yes, and Hampstead can wear plaid. I love it.
Shut up and get to copying.
On it like flies on stink, my soon-to-be hog-tied friend.
Morning, morning, morning.
Hey, Hampstead, how goes it this fine morning?
I have some preliminary paperwork for you to read through, sir.
What are those wheelbarrows doing?
Dumping the first round of merit pay materials from the faculty.
When did they have time to do this?
You wanted merit pay. You got it, Mr. President.
That's got to be 4 tons of paper you just dumped in my office!
Which you have to go through and read.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You have to determine which level of merit pay the faculty member gets.
Why do I get that job?
You're the president, sir. Isn't it good to be the president of our fine university?
I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, one more thing, sir.
One more? Holy cow!
You'll have to turn in your merit pay evaluation as well.
What the what?
All merit pay regulations state that the president of the university also has to turn in merit pay evaluation form just like the faculty.
That's not fair! How did the faculty end up producing so much stuff to go through?
Your faculty are busy, sir. Teaching, writing, publishing, producing, etc., etc.
Well, tell them to lay off the etc. And I have to fill out a merit pay form as well?
You better believe it, sir.
I've just had an epiphany, or an aneurysm, or whatever you call it. This merit pay thing is going to be too strenuous and unfair to all parties involved.
So?
So get rid of it! No more merit pay system! What a crummy idea! I have the head of whoever thought of it!
You did, sir.
You lie like a dog, not me! And get this paper out of here!
Not a problem.
I hate to tell you this, but I forgot my wallet again.
Do you? Do you really?
What?
Hate to tell me that?
Oh, you have no idea. No fretting. You know why? I adore you.
Shut up, you monster.
Don't look now, but your future ball and chain is walking this way.
Hi there, Pookie Buns. Want some lunch?
I refuse to go by Pookie Buns, shyster.
I got news for you. You look like a Pookie Buns.
Keep the silverware away from me, or I'll shank him to his seat.
Hey, we dive-bombed merit pay for you.
And as I understand it, it is no more. You're welcome.
Thank you. And I mean it. I really do.
What are friends for?
And your future husband.
About that.
Yes, dear.
I lied.
She what?
You what?
I lied. I was desperate. Sorry. Not sorry.
We knew.
You what?
We knew. We were going to see how far you'd go to get our help.
You made me get down on one knee? You kissed me?
And what a kiss. Oh, hubba hubba.
I hate you both so, so very much.
Hugs and kisses. Love of our lives.
Oh, yeah. We also forgot our wallets. Lunch is on you.
So we bid farewell to Mid-South Central West University as the alma mater is hummed quietly in the halls and noses are buried in books. You have been listening to Academia Nuts, where learning is always just a tuition hike away.
You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Academia Nuts, Merit Pay. In the cast, as Flywheel, Kieran Shatler, Shyster, Julian Cornejo, Hempstead, Maria Whitmer, The President, Brett Jones, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.